There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are entering the second hour of the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour. Depending on where you're sitting, thank you so much for joining us. Joel Carson will be joining us in the next hour. Straw Bale Gardens. You guys loved it last year. We'll find out if there have been any changes or any ideas that Joel has to add to that. The book is available at the Power Mall, and we'll get to Joel in just after the next break. The FCC has now outlined and released 400 pages, 400 pages of net neutrality rules. Now, does one not question if there's 400 released, how many there are that we don't know about? Well, anyway, there is a breakdown of the Federal Communications Commission 400-page report, and you can find out how that has affected you. But I'll tell you, they say it is not for the faint of heart. What are they going to do to the Internet now that they've got us all in the corral?
Oh, man.
What are they going to do? We don't know. But anyway, about 270,000 words or so of that report. Check it out. And also, Postal Service has now been caught deploying face-scanning cameras.
Man, that is not good.
And Facebook wants to collect users' conversations for advertisers.
Of course they do.
What are they thinking? They're thinking control, control, control. And according to Dr. Mercola, the extinction of fruits and vegetables in 80 years, 80 years? You think 80 years? Well, we're going to ask our guest, Joel Carson, what he thinks about that, and also Mike Knox from White Harvest Seed that will be joining us in a few minutes.
That's a really neat story because if you look at the numbers as far as what we've lost already, it's really scary. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as the number of different varieties of vegetables.
That's right.
Whew, not good.
But if they do it a little at a time, we're going to be so stupid we won't be able to notice it, right? No. And also, stop bleeding fast with this weed. What weed could you use to stop bleeding if you're out in the middle of nowhere? It's called Shepherd's Purse. And you can see that at the email blast. You can find it in your garden. It's edible, and it is delicious, and it has medicinal properties. You'd think that God knew what he was doing in the first place, wouldn't you?
So much wild stuff you could be utilizing.
Yep, you would think God knew what he was doing when he created all these things that he said put in your body and don't put the other stuff in your body. So what did we do? We put the bad stuff in our bodies, got sick, and said, well, why are we sick? Because we need to pray about this, yeah. And New Jersey, vaccine exemptions are now under attack. New Jersey Coalition for Vaccination. Danger, beware there. And I will tell you all, I'm not going to tell you who contacted me, but I did a media interview regarding vaccines, and I hope it airs. We'll see. If it doesn't air, that ought to tell me something.
Do you know when you will know if it's going to air or not?
Yeah. Okay. No, I won't know until I watch it on TV.
Okay.
But I'll let you all know. And a father faces 20 years in prison for treating his daughter's cancer with cannabis oil.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
His 2-year-old daughter has rare stage 4 neuroblastoma, which they have no cure for. The medical profession, a cancer on the abdomen that can be very, very painful. He learned about the positive medicinal effects of cannabis oil on cancers, and he tried to administer the oil in an attempt to heal her, and what followed is a total nightmare.
Okay.
20 years in prison. When are we going to say enough is enough? You're not allowed to delete your emails, Ms. Clinton. You guys are not allowed to drive drunk through a couple of bomb investigation or a bomb investigation and a couple of what were those things called, barricades. You guys are not allowed to do those things and then keep coming after us for every little thing. What is wrong with us? We need to say we're done. We're done with your stupid laws. Government controls the people. They are supposed to be at our beck and command. They're supposed to help us.
Our children, you know, they're not the government's children. And it just blows me. Look how many stories we have already just today of, you know, the government
Yeah.
Overreaching their authority.
Total abuse, ladies and gentlemen. But as long as we don't come to the aid of these people and we say, oh, well, that's not me. Oh, and gosh, later on we're going to have an update on Kent Hovind, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes, and Joel Karsten will be joining us.
In the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are at 7 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so thrilled to have Joel Karsten joining us today. He is a graduate from the University of Minnesota, received a Bachelor of Science in Horticulture Science. He worked in the green industry after graduation, ran his own landscape design and installation company in Minneapolis-St. Paul area. He's an avid vegetable gardener, trying new varieties of anything that fits into his 20-bale garden on his limited residential lot in Roseville, Minnesota. He is also a fan of tulips, dahlias, roses, hostas, and daylilies, always on the lookout for new introductions. And we're so glad that he joined us again because, as you all recall, he kind of changed gardening for many of you.
Absolutely.
By this new idea called straw bale gardens. And we carry the book at the Power Hour. It has been unbelievably successful. And thank you so much, Joel Karsten, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Good morning, Joyce. It's great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Joel Karsten, thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Hello. Is anybody there?
We got you. We got you, Joel. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know if you heard the interview, I mean the bio, but I already did your bio, and we're just so thrilled to have you join us again on the Power Hour because of this unique idea called straw bale gardens. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, it sure is great to be with you, Joyce. I really appreciate the opportunity. So,
yeah, this is so unique that most people probably at first go, what is that? Because I know we have our straw bale garden out front of our house here that Josh did last year.
Yes.
And Josh is going to talk more about that because he's the one that put all the work into it. But everybody asks, what is that? Now, how did you come up with this idea? This is unique.
Yeah, it's a very common question. When you're standing out there with a water hose on a straw bale, you get a lot of weird looks, that's for sure. Well, I grew up on a crop and dairy farm, and, you know, 35 years ago when I was a young boy, once in a while we'd have a broken bale, and it would get left against the barn. And 6 months or 8 months would go by, and that bale would start to decompose, and great big tall thistles would grow out of that decomposing bale. So even as a young kid, I recognized that there was some growing potential out of these old bales. And about 15 or so years after that, when I bought my first house, and it turns out I didn't have much for topsoil, about an inch or so of topsoil, I had this as an alternative because I could have built raised beds, and, you know, that's what a normal gardener would do. But I was a young kid, and I just bought a house, and I just graduated from college, so I didn't have money to build raised beds. And I thought, why couldn't I try using straw bales, just like used to lay up against the barn, and see if I could grow peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers and other things out of these. So I did a bunch of experimenting over the years, and I sort of perfected this method for how to get the bales prepped and conditioned and ready to plant in a very short period of time, and then sort of a whole system that evolves around it to make it feasible and structurally to hold the plants upright so that they do well.
You know, if you were speaking about doing raised beds and stuff, if you consider the cost from doing raised beds as opposed to buying a few straw bales, it makes so much sense to go this route. You know, I don't know. I found it fascinating. It's such an answer for people who, you know, don't have a lot of money and don't have a lot of space.
Yeah. Don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of space. I bet that's kind of where this came from also, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they say necessity is the mother of all invention. And in this case, that really is true. You know, at that time, this is the only option I really had was to use some straw bales, and it worked out really well. Now,
Then you took all that information and you put it in the book called Straw Bale Gardens, which I am so thrilled that you did this because now anybody can do it. So I just want everybody to know that when we're talking here, all you have to do is get the book, Straw Bale Gardens. The color pictures are unbelievable. I don't know how you sell it for that price.
It's a beautiful book.
Thank you.
You know, I had it when I was doing the straw bale garden out here. I had it, you know, a copy with me out there and just kind of followed along. I kept it in my truck, and because you have to do things periodically to you know, get the bales going and stuff like that. So I just had a copy in my truck. I'd come out here and, you know, look in the, what do I need to do today? It's like a little calendar.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly didn't set out originally to ever write a book about this subject. I mean, that was the last thing on my mind when I first started doing it. And then over the years, you know, I started to get so much interest. I did a small garden at the farm where I grew up as well for my mom and dad. And over the years, their neighbors and friends and colleagues and relatives would always ask, what in the world are you guys doing with those straw bales? So it would take my mom or dad an hour to explain what this whole process involved. And my dad said, you know, you just have to write all this stuff down so I can just hand it to somebody. So it started out as a little three-page, you know, sort of typed up without any pictures. And then over the years, people would ask more questions, and that would make it a little longer and more questions and a little longer. And then I started taking pictures of things over the years. But, you know, I've been doing this for 22 years, and for the first 15, nobody really cared except a few friends and neighbors and relatives. It's just really been the last 7 years. I wrote a first little, I guess I'd call it a self-published booklet, and then that sold really well. We put a page on Facebook, and, of course, then it went worldwide. All over the world, they're doing straw bale gardening because of this little booklet. And then, of course, after you write something self-published, then the publishers come and they say, oh, we think you should write a real book about this subject. And I said, well, I thought I already wrote a real book. And they said, no, a real book is where we take really good pictures and then we keep most of the money. Then it's a real book.
Now, that's what it's like to be an author. You are so right. I know. And for people to think that authors make a lot of money on their books, wrong. Absolutely wrong. I want to say that I had the best tomatoes I mean, it was amazing, our tomatoes that Josh put into the straw bale garden. And listeners, you can grow just about anything in a straw bale that you can grow anywhere else. I was shocked that our watermelon and cucumbers did so well. Cabbage. I had like three cabbages out of the straw bale garden. It was just amazing. We did the picture just like in the book. Carrots, even. And it was just incredible that it would work so well.
Yeah, it's very common that when people look at a bale of straw in your front yard that they're going to think this is a little strange. And their first gut reaction, especially if they are already a gardener, their first reaction is, well, you can't grow things in straw. There's no nutrients in straw. You know, if you want to have vegetables with nutrients, you have to grow them in the soil. That's the only place where there's nutrients, right? But they don't understand is that fundamentally you're starting with what everybody would recognize as a bale of straw. But within a couple weeks period of time, you've conditioned the inside of that bale, and what happens during that conditioning is you get a buildup of a colony of bacteria inside the bale. And this is good bacteria. This is bacteria that does decomposition work. And this bacteria over 2 weeks is going to get really warm inside the bale, and it's going to start that decomposition process. And what's really happening is it's turning the straw into soil. You know, it's turning that straw into brand new compost. So now what we're really planting into 2 weeks down the road is brand new virgin soil inside this bale. So all the nutrients that you normally would find in what people see as traditional soil, those same nutrients are found inside this bale. They come from that decomposed oats or wheat or barley or whatever the straw bale is composed of. You know, when Mother Nature grew oats, it took specific nutrients to grow that oats plant. And when she decomposes it, those nutrients are still there. They just are now released inside the bale so that the roots of our new plants can absorb those nutrients and regrow once again. So it's really fundamental biology at work inside that bale. But it takes a little explanation to get through, especially to somebody who's already been a gardener, to explain that, you know, we're not growing plants in straw. We're growing plants in brand new soil that's been created from this quickly decomposing straw.
Right. It's like straight up compost, you know, fresh compost. Now, have you used different types of bales? You know, you said oats and barley. Have you found one type to be more beneficial than the other?
Well, I guess if I had my choice and they were all laying in front of me and they were all the same price, I would probably choose oat straw over any other. But wheat straw works really well, barley straw, you can use rye straw, you can use hay bales for that matter, you know, baled grass, baled alfalfa.
Really?
Any of these substrates will work. Well, it's interesting, Josh, that we've been working on this, some new research. Everybody's always got something new, right? We've been working on some new research that I think you'll find, and anybody who's tried straw bale gardening will find really interesting. It's where we actually use what's left over after the season. So you've got this sort of half or three quarters decomposed bale of straw, and we make new bales using that leftover straw along with an introduction of other organic material. Now, when I say other organic material, I mean your grass clippings from your yard or your leaves that you raked or, you know, your trimmings off your lilac bush and when your tulips expire, you pull those expired spent tulips out of the ground. Anything that's compostable from your yard can go into this new bale that we're going to manufacture. And in order to make a bale, of course, you have to have a baler, right?
Right.
Well, we put a design for all it is really is a glorified lever that you're going to put a great big Rubbermaid tub on the ground, and you're going to put some strings in the bottom, and you're going to load all your organic material in there. And you're going to use this big giant lever that costs $12 to make out of 3 2x6s, and you're going to squeeze this content of this Rubbermaid tub really tight. And then you tie some strings up around it. We give you a little mechanism for how you hold the bale together using some chicken wire. And you make your own bale so that it doesn't cost you anything to buy bales. You can repurpose organic material that's already available to you. I mean, your vegetable scraps from the house can go in these bales. And you make your own bales. And these bales we found over the last couple years of testing and research are actually just are more productive than our traditional straw bales because of this mixture of organic.
Wow.
You know, the minute you said you know, making your own bales. I was like, oh, great. You know, it's going to cost thousands of dollars. Because around here, this is the agriculture community, and so we, you know, there's a lot of hay cut every year, and you know, very seldom do you see square balers still. And so, you know, I know they're expensive, and that is just an amazing idea to make your own bale.
Oh, my God. Too much like right.
Oh,
that's too much like right, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Joel Karsten more about straw bale gardens. And those of you who did it and have questions, we'll let you call in a little bit later and ask your question of the expert of the straw bale man. We'll be right back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is a delicious vegetarian option. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are talking to Joel Karsten author of Straw Bale Gardens, the amazing method that I actually tried and was successful with last year. And before we went into the break, we were talking about how to make your own bales, which I was just absolutely thrilled with, you know, because once again, I went to thinking, oh, this is going to cost $1 million, you know, nobody, it's not going to be accessible to anybody. But can you just describe, Joel, the method that you were talking about before we went to the break to make these bales and what we use?
Sure, yeah, you're going to start out with just a big old Rubbermaid tub, you know, plastic tub, whatever you've got, storage bin. And I tell people the bigger person you are, the bigger tub you can use. But keep in mind, these are going to be really heavy when you get done. They get more dense than a typical straw bale does. So you put that down on the ground, and then you need to make a compression, sort of a lever. I mean, it's hard to describe. You can go to our website and our new mobile app. We're going to have the instructions of how you build this. It's really pretty simple. It takes three 2x6s to make this, just standard dimensional 8-foot lumber, so about $12 worth of wood. And you're going to use an old basketball hoop or a clothesline pole or a fence post or a tree to attach this lever. And you're going to use it to squish down the contents that you put in this Rubbermaid tub. So first we're going to put some strings in the bottom of the tub, just a little duct tape. And then we fill it full of organic material, and you just keep piling and piling that organic material in there. Use this giant lever to squeeze it down really tight. And then you just sit up on top of the lever, and you tie the strings up in this Rubbermaid bin. And then you dump the bin out. And then we're going to wrap that, what now is a very sort of precarious bale, because there's lots of short strands in there of maybe your grass clippings and your leaves and your vegetable peelings and everything. That bale wouldn't hold together very well with just two strings on it. So we're going to wrap the whole bale with chicken wire, and then and I show you an illustration of how you staple it onto a little 2x2, and then you twist that. When you twist that 2x2 with that chicken wire around it, it squeezes the bale really tight and keeps the compression on that bale, so the bale holds together really well. You use it to plant anything you normally would plant in a regular straw bale, except these little compost bin bales is really what they are, or mixture of organic material bales, are actually more productive, about 20 to 25% more productive in terms of overall yield than just a typical straw bale is. And so they do an amazing job of very quickly composting internally and producing a nice warm compost pile, which is really what we get out of that straw bale normally. So works really well.
And I'd like for you to address how many things you can plant into a straw bale garden, because a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, I'm sure there's selective things that you can plant in there, and they might not have my favorite. So tell them what kinds of items you can plant in there and then what you cannot plant in a straw bale garden.
Well, it's hard to list all the things you can plant because you can plant anything. I tell people what you create by the time you're done conditioning the bale is you've created essentially a big container that's filled with beautiful planting media that's, you know, well drained but holds moisture and has lots of air spaces and it's neutral pH and has all kinds of available fertility and it's nice and warm. So it's beautiful for planting anything with roots. That's what I tell you. Anything with roots will grow.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, it's probably not advisable to do things like, I don't suggest that people try to grow corn only because you're going to get, you know, 3 or 4 stalks of corn out of a bale. So it's not really it's not a horticultural issue. It's an economical issue. That doesn't make a lot of sense to try and grow corn because you're not going to grow very much in a bale. The roots on corn are huge, if you didn't know that. So, I mean, they get really big. The other things that don't make a lot of sense are things that are perennial vegetables like asparagus and rhubarb, things that come back from the same root every year. Because in 3 years, your bale is going to be nothing left but a little lump of soil in your garden, and that's it. So it'll all squish down. It'll be ground height. So you're never going to harvest any asparagus or rhubarb from a raised height of a straw bale. What we're focused on are things that are annual production crops, things you start from seed normally in your garden. You can start from seed on top of your straw bale. You just need to put some sterile planting mix up there. Don't use soil, because if you introduce soil, now you just brought weed seeds into the garden, and we want to avoid weed seeds. And you avoid insects and disease problems that could be harboring in your soil. We don't want to introduce those to our straw bale garden because we have virgin soil here. We have untouched soil, so there's no existing weed seeds, disease, or insect problems. We don't want to introduce those. So put a little layer of potting mix, put your seeds right on top of that. If you're planting transplants, just dig a hole, make a hole, and shove them right down in the bale. to get those started. You might need to put a little planting mix or something around those just to tuck them in a little bit. But that's really all the supplement you need.
So we've touched on the bales and, you know, what kind of use. I'd like to just kind of skip back to, you know, how we get them conditioned when we come back from the break, if that's all right. Because I know there is a process, sure, and people need to know.
We got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Joel Karsten. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, Josh, what is that music?
That's music to garden by.
Music to do a straw bale garden by, ladies and gentlemen, yes. And I want you all to know how easy it is to do a straw bale garden.
Yeah, easy for you to delegate.
Yeah. What you do is you go find somebody like Josh and you say, Josh, would you do a straw bale garden for me?
I want a garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that easy, folks.
Yeah, it's just that easy. Find a Josh. No, and the cool thing about this book is that there are several pages that start out with a 5 straw bale garden. All the way up to, I think, 20 is the largest, I think. But you can do as many as you want. I mean, it's just amazing.
However much space you have, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's incredible. Everything is here on how to do it, and you will have the best tomatoes. I'm not kidding you. We had those, what are those ugly tomatoes called?
Cherokee Purples.
Cherokee Purples. Yeah, we did Cherokee Purples. We did Cherokee Purples. I picked
them. Thanks for including me.
Yeah, Josh planted them, and I picked them. Joel Carson is our guest today, and the book Strawbale Gardens is on sale for $18 at the Powerball, and it's full of color pictures, and you will never, ever, ever have to ask a question on how to do a strawbale garden after you see this. It's unbelievable.
It's a great little resource. And it's not very big, you know, and it's got great photos.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And it's got everything you need in here. Now, I want to open up the phone lines to those who did a strawbale garden this past year. Now, only those who did one, because I don't want to have... Well, I want to find out if there's anybody that has questions or maybe had problems with theirs that we have the expert here that can help them with.
Yeah.
And Joel, real quickly, tell the listeners what you told me last night about how you were surprised when you went around to the 30 garden shows that you did, if you don't mind. Wonder if Joel is with us. Oh, there we go.
I'm here.
Okay.
I would go all around the country. I think I did 30 home and garden shows last year. And I would have people, you know, I'd be signing books afterwards, and they'd come up to me and they'd say, you know, I learned about this on the Joyce Riley show. And I can't, you know, I couldn't believe their reach. It was unbelievable. Everywhere I would go in the country, people would come up and we'd start talking about the Joyce Riley show and how my appearance on the Joyce Riley show. It was amazing. I couldn't believe the reach. It was very interesting to hear how much penetration you have in the all around the country. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, that's because we have incredible guests like you that bring us these kind of unique ideas, and we have the most real people in the world also. I mean, we have the real deal people out there that are really doing it the right way, that are learning about how to garden, and they are drawn to the Power Hour because we do bring them information like using a straw bale. And it's just the most unique idea. Although you say it's been around for 15 years, I am surprised.
Yeah, I started doing it, like I said, 22 years ago, but for the first 15, nobody cared. Only the last seven has it really started to take off. And it's sort of, but you'll discover this, and I mean, Josh will tell you this, when you're standing out there doing a strawbale garden, you get lots of inquiries, you get lots of questions. People walk up and they, you know, if you were just gardening in the normal soil, they'd walk right past you. They wouldn't think anything of it. But when you're in straw bales, they stop and they say, okay, what's happening here? Explain what you're doing. And then they get interested. They get invested in this information, and they sort of watch you throughout the summer. And I'll be darned if next year they aren't going to think about doing a straw bale garden because it looked pretty easy and it's raised up off the ground and takes away all of those negative stereotypes that traditional gardening usually comes with. Okay. You know, how difficult it is and how you get your knees get dirty. You got to get down on the ground, and it's, you know, it's all this work.
And you don't have to hoe it either.
Right. Yeah, there's no weeds, so it really is nice.
It seems like an answer for a lot of people who, you know, like I said, don't have space and, you know, don't want to have to spend so much time out there digging in the garden. It was quite easy, you know. There is a process, though, to get the bales prepared, and it takes, you know, a little while. Can you go through that for us real quick?
Yeah, very commonly I'll get specifically organic gardeners that will contact me and say, well, I want to just put manure on top of my bales and get them ready to go. And I try to explain to them that it really won't work. You know, you need to have concentration of nitrogen. If you're organic, there are things you can use. Blood meal works really well for the organic gardeners. For the traditional gardeners, plain old lawn fertilizer works really well. It has a lot of nitrogen in it. You want to avoid anything that has any kind of herbicide or insecticide or pre-emergent crabgrass killer or anything like that. Just plain old nitrogen lawn fertilizer. I tell people, look for the cheapest stuff you can find at the garden center because that works best. And you're going to sprinkle that on. There's a little pattern of how we do it over that period of 12 days, but essentially you're going to get about a pound of active nitrogen on each bale. If you're doing it organically, you need a little bit more than that because it's less concentrated. And every day you're keeping those bales wet. Those microbes inside the bale, those bacteria, which you can't see, unfortunately. If you could see them, people would understand exactly what we're doing here, but you can't see them. You just need to understand and know that they're getting fed from that nitrogen in the water that you put on the bales. And you can tell that they're growing by sticking your hand on inside that bale, and you can feel how warm it gets inside there as it begins that decomposition process. And over that 12-day period, they, you know, they start cooking inside that veil. It's not really what's happening. What's happening is they're colonizing, they're dividing, they're reproducing inside the veil. And when those bacteria grow, they split in half. And right before they split in half, they shake back and forth. They sort of vibrate. If you had a microscope, you could see this. But they shake, and that shaking causes friction, which causes that veil to warm up. That's what causes your compost pile to heat up. And it's sort of a magical thing that Mother Nature does. As she decomposes organic material, she warms that substrate up because of the bacteria. And you'll find insects in there and worms and some mold. That's not an issue. The mold grows a little bit, but that doesn't hurt anything. And you'll also see some fungi or some mushrooms will grow. All these are good signs.
We had mushrooms, yeah.
Yeah, we had mushrooms.
I wanted to mention that what I would, because, you know, when we started this, it was still really cool in the mornings, and so it seems important that you would want to use maybe not super cold water to do this, because you are trying to heat things up. And what I was doing was filling up a bucket and letting it sit out in the sun and then watering the bells with it.
Exactly. Yeah, I call it warmed water. Really, all it is a few buckets full of cold water today become warm water tomorrow. You know, if they just sit out in the sun, they tend to warm up. Just so that you're not using that 50-degree water coming out of your hose, because that cold water does slow down the reproduction process of those bacteria. Same reason we put our leftovers in the freezer or in the refrigerator. We don't just let our leftovers lay on the counter, because bacteria is going to grow like crazy if it's nice and warm. So.
And I just wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen, the book is available at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And remember all the specials we have today, especially that Weather Crank F-150 radio, the Cancer Salves book. Straw Bale Gardens is on sale for $17.75. I was trying to rip you off there. I said $18. And also the Garden Seed Special, and lots of things that are on special at the Power Mall. A book called Synchronized Universe, The New Science of the Paranormal by Dr. Claude Swanson, available at the Power Mall. Give us a call. And we have Roger in Missouri on the line. Let's see if some of our listeners have questions on the straw bale. Roger in Missouri. Roger, you're on the air with straw bale gardener, Mr. Carson. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I did a straw bale garden last year, listening to your show.
Thank you.
I knew that I was going to sell my property. And that's the main reason I did the straw bale garden when I sold it.
Oh, good idea.
I moved my whole garden to my new place.
Oh, that's great. I love to hear those stories.
That is cool. Good idea, Roger. And did it work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I did put some corn with my tomatoes. And the tomatoes just grew up the corn stalk.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Use the corn stalks.
Tomatoes? Whoa. Tomatoes grow up the corn stalk.
Sure.
Use it as a trellis. That makes way too much sense. Wow. That is cool, Roger. Anything else? I mean, what else did you grow in your straw bale garden? What did you choose to plant?
Oh, everything that I always plant. I planted, I had okra, a lot of tomatoes, cucumbers, green peppers. I just, everything that I normally grow, I put in there. And one of my straw bales when I was moving did fall apart. And I went in and put them in regular big pots. But they worked out very well.
In pots. Now, that's an idea with the ones that fall apart. Now, thank you very much, Roger, for the phone call. Good call. I wanted to ask you, can you use it for the second year? I know your book says so. Is it always effective to use the straw bale 2 years in a row?
No, not really. A lot of times, it depends on the bale you start with. Okay, Joyce, if you get the great big heavy bales, the ones that I call them double compressed bales, they're hard to carry home because they're 50, 60 pounds. Those will often give you two good seasons if you plant them right. The first year you want to put things that you harvest outside the bale, your tomatoes and peppers, and the second year you're going to plant things you harvest inside the bale, like potatoes and carrots, etc. If you put root crops in a first year bale, in order to get the crops out, you're going to take part of the interior of the bale with you, and the whole bale just sort of collapses. A lot of people end up with the, I call them the squishy bales. You know, they only weigh 25 or 30 pounds, and they're kind of, they're not real dense. They're kind of squishy. They work really well. Don't get me wrong. They're perfectly acceptable for our use. They just aren't dense enough to give you a second season because much of that bale breaks down and sort of gets used up. And, you know, if you wanted to just pile a garden on a little pile of compost the next year, you could certainly do that. But you're not going to get the structure, and you're not going to get the heating process that the bales go through the second season. You know,
so you can
use that advantage. Yeah.
Okay, so can Josh now take these bales and put them on the garden that we have?
Absolutely. Tell them right into the ground. They make improve your soil dramatically. So no matter what you're putting them on, just till them down into the soil, and it makes that soil a lot better. So
cool.
Right. You know, I wanted to say that I didn't just utilize the top of the bales, but I would kind of dig some holes in the side, and I put some squash plants, and I believe mainly squash, and I think I did the
cucumbers.
Cucumbers and
watermelon.
Yeah,
watermelon.
We had a chain link fence around it because of all the deer around here, and so the watermelon. We had one watermelon that was going through the. Remember that
chain
one? It was
fingers.
On two. Yeah, it was really interesting. It was on two different sides. You know, you had to break the watermelon apart to get it to harvest it. But you know, things would just grow up the fencing, and that one squash plant that was kind of in the corner where I had the like an L shape of bales. I thought it did really well just growing out of the side.
Lots of zucchini. Lots of zucchini. I mean, it's just amazing what you, the beans. Oh my gosh. And the beans came back at a second time also. It was just incredible. The tomatoes were so good. And I don't know why it seemed like the tomatoes were better coming out of the straw bale garden. Is there any reason?
You know, they just get a more even moisture content. That's the main thing. Tomatoes really like consistency of moisture. If you get really wet, then really dry, they don't necessarily like that. Where with a straw bale garden, it's real easy. If you water on a daily basis, just with a little trickle, you know, your dripper or soaker, it keeps them nice and moist. You can't overwater a straw bale because the water just runs out the bottom. So if you keep them nice and evenly moist, they get a little bigger and they don't crack. I don't know that it changes the flavor necessarily, but certainly, if you plant the right variety, that's the most important thing. Your Cherokee purples are really delicious. So I know you guys grew some of those. Those are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And we have Josh's dad who also does the garden here. So we have a big garden and a straw bale garden. And we were really, really blessed last year with our garden that Denny did. And so this year we're going to do a straw bale again. And I want to encourage everybody out there to also do a straw bale garden. If anybody has any questions, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Joel Carson, 855-995-6923.
I know for a fact that there are more than just one person who listens to the show that did straw bale garden, because I answered, I asked, you know, people were calling, and I answered a lot of questions from the listeners about, you know, how we did it. So you guys call in and talk about your experience.
Yeah, I want to hear from you all, and if you have any questions about it, or maybe everybody just did it and it worked out well, and they're all excited about it.
I know you guys are big fans of self-sufficiency. I just want to take 1 second to talk about a project we're doing in Detroit in some of these urban housing facilities where there's 10,000 people in these apartment buildings. They have awful soil right outside their front door, and it would cost a ton of money to mitigate that soil. So they're doing straw bale gardening projects where we just back up with a semi, we unload landscape fabric, we put down 400 or 500 bales of straw, we set up irrigation systems, and bam, we've got an instant community garden where people don't have to pull weeds all summer and it gets automatically watered. It's really changing people's lives in these parts of the world. You know, you guys sound like you have pretty decent soil in your garden already. But imagine doing this in a parking lot. Imagine doing this on an area that the soil is completely spoiled underneath and can't be used. It has lead in it or heavy metals, and you can't garden there. That takes away a lot of opportunities for people, and straw bale gardening gives that back. We can cover that soil up with fabric, landscape fabric, and just garden right on top of it. So it's really amazing what's happening.
What a great idea. I mean, all these, like you said, parking lots even. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not grow it in a parking lot? There's parking lots everywhere in these cities. You know, they can be growing their own food in the city instead of relying on trucks to haul in their food. That's a great idea.
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. What now, for somebody, though, that has never done a straw bale garden, just starting out, where do they go to get a bale if they don't want to make their own bale?
Yeah.
Tell them how to do that.
Well, usually your local garden center. or a nursery or garden center is going to have it. Go on Craigslist. It's a good place to search for straw bales. Farmers do a lot of their advertising now on Craigslist, so that's a good source. We have a website called strawbalemarket.com, which is just a free website we created for people who offer straw bales for sale, and then people who are looking to buy straw bales can connect up with them. And it's just it's a worldwide map. So, and we offer it. That's completely free. You know, the transactions are between buyer and seller. We have nothing to do with it. We just provide the service. So there are resources out there. If people start getting interested and start looking around, you're going to see straw bales for sale if you just start looking for them.
Right. And you can go to eatwild.com, and you're going to see a bunch of farms around you that have wild food that you're going to want to take advantage of, grass-fed. And, boy, we've got a feedback on the line. I don't know what's going on there. Let's go to our caller now. We got a whole bunch of callers. Larry in Nebraska. We'll start with Larry in Nebraska first. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Joel Karsten.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go right ahead.
Okay. I do garden, and I do a drip system, and I was wondering if it can incorporate that into this some way.
Incorporate what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Incorporate what?
A drip system.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Joel?
Absolutely. A drip is ideal, actually. That's exactly what I recommend. So all we do is run one feeder pipe right on top of the row of straw bales, and you can make that however long your row of bales is. You could, of course, turn and come back up another row, and then just take your feeder tubes off of that main line and put an emitter next to each plant. That really is nice because it allows you to monitor exactly how much moisture each plant gets. Of course, tomatoes take a lot more moisture than potatoes, for instance. So if you have plants mixed together on bales, you can get exactly the right amount of moisture on each one. So that's really the deluxe way to water a straw bale garden.
Cool.
With a dripper system.
All right, we got a whole bunch of calls. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Joel Karsten. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. Straw bale gardens available at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller. Now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Being the kind of people that want to hear about things like straw bale gardens, you're the real deal people. We have such an above average audience. It's amazing. And Joel Carson joining us today on straw bale gardens. We have got a lot of people wanting to talk to him. So let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Joel Carson. Go ahead, please, Sherry. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sweetie.
The wheat crop was really short last year around here, and it wasn't even long enough to strand the wires on a bale. And so this is really neat what he's talking about, making your own bales.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't really have enough height to bale, short bales in, or, you know, the straw bale. This is really good. And because straw bales are more expensive this year because they're working on the year before.
Hmm.
So this is really cool. I got to go to that website and see what he's doing. So
yep.
Cool.
Yeah, I got a blog entry there about how to do it. So
okay, and again, your website is?
It's strawbalegardens.com. So it's
strawbalegardens.com.
Really
thank you so much, yep. Sherry. Thank you, Sherry, for the phone call. Let's go to Jacob in Texas. Jacob, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Joel Carson.
Yeah, I was curious. I live, like I said, in Texas, so I need to kind of retain moisture as much as possible. I know I've heard of systems where you cover your garden in plastic sheet to kind of keep the moisture underneath it, and then like the dew will collect. Will that kind of work the same way if I wanted to do that with the straw bales?
Well, what you'll find on about straw bales is their main job in agriculture, straw, is to hold moisture because it's always been used as bedding material for livestock. And there's a lot of reasons why, and it has to do with science and physics, but the droplets of water will get drawn up inside of these long, narrow, hollow, skinny tubes, which are the stalks of the oats, wheat, or barley, or whatever kind of straw you're using. And when those water droplets get trapped inside, they can't get back out very easily. So your straw bale will hold, depending on how big it is, how dense it is, between 4 and 6 gallons of water inside the bale. Now, in terms of covering with plastic and getting that dew to accumulate, it definitely would help. It's extra work that you might not want to do, especially during the season. You know, that means you got to cover at night, which means you got to come out and uncover in the morning. And I don't know, you know, if you are into, you know, that much extra labor to cover and uncover. But we do talk about in the book, in colder climates, how you can cover with plastic early in the season. So you make a little greenhouse effect over the top of your bale so you can get started a little earlier. But I don't know that you even need to worry so much about moisture with straw bales. It doesn't take nearly as much moisture as you would think to grow a straw bale garden. You know, one lady from Carolina's emailed me and said the only thing she uses on her three bale garden is the condensate that comes out of her air conditioner. So about a gallon and a half a day, and that took care of all of her straw bale gardening.
Wow,
so
that is
it
interesting.
It doesn't take that much.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you very much, Jacob, for the phone call. And don't forget in the morning to take off that plastic, because I'm telling you, you will have dead plants if you don't. Done that one. Yeah, it will cook them. Let's go to Sheila in New Hampshire. Sheila in New Hampshire, you're on the air with Joel Carson. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
I'm very proud to say that I was the one that told you about Joel Carson last year.
Are you really?
Yes.
Wow. Home run, girl. Home run.
I know it. You had him on the show within a month, and then when I was placing an order for something else, I asked how things were going, and they said the book was flying off the shelf. So
yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, really, really happy to have him on. You know, the unfortunate part is I had a family death right around that time, so I got all messed up for that spring and getting started and getting some help because I'm disabled, so I had to actually put things off, but I bought everything that I needed, Joyce. I bought the music, and I bought the soil tube, and I bought
Wow. Well, you can do it this year. Yeah, I wish I could send Josh up to help you. I really do. Send Josh up to help you in New Hampshire. That would be great. Yeah.